I'm George Walker. The IU Opera Theater presents The Love for Three Oranges by Sergei Prokofiev. It takes place on Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th, and 21st and 22nd in the Musical Arts Center. Our guests are two of the singer-actors for the production, the Prince, Jonathan Matthews, and the Witch, and we'll talk a little bit about Wicked or Good there, Elizabeth Baldwin. Jonathan, we were talking just a little bit about this and about the fact that it begins as an old wives' tale and at the same time really kind of a modern take in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's based on the original Commedia dell'arte characters, a few generations removed. My character based on the young lover, of course. The librettist wrote this in response to the Verismo movement and how bad melodrama is causing people to be sick, not physically, but emotionally and mentally, which then he puts in the play that the prince is being poisoned by the prime minister, who is writing bad Verismo melodramas and gives them to him to read, and he becomes a hypochondriac. They say that I'm dying of hypomelanchondria and that the only cure is to make me laugh. They hire the Arlecchino character, Trufaldino, who's the greatest clown in the world, to come and throw a party and make me laugh.
And that doesn't quite work. Now, you mentioned the traditional roots of the drama. At the same time, the style is far from old style and traditional.
Mm-hmm. They've tried to incorporate more of a fairy tale sense to the show. The translation was done by our director, Nick Muni. He has done a vernacular translation so that it's easily understood. The jokes are more modern.
It's more accessible.
So, Jonathan, we're talking to you a little bit about your role, the tenor, as it were, in this particular drama. One of the put-upon, at least, if not necessarily a total good guy. And then we have the leader of the evil empire.
Yes.
And that's Elizabeth Baldwin. Elizabeth, you get to play one of the great classic characters, Fata Morgana. But as I understand it, Prokofiev had his own particular take on your particular character.
Yes. Well, for instance, I want nothing but melancholy. I feed off of melancholy. I want to do nothing but make the prince's life a living nightmare because it feeds me. It feeds my soul.
Now, in terms of the vocal situation in this particular opera, Prokofiev, very much a 20th century composer, tell me a little bit about what he's given you to work with, Elizabeth.
Well, in general, there's no clear-cut arias or duets or trios. It's all very much, we all comment on different aspects of what's happening at that moment. And my particular music is very, not harsh, but definitely very evil and very manipulative. And I'm always cooking up something. Whereas the prince's music is very melodic and lyrical. And
well, it's all over the
it's
gamut
all over,
of,
but it is all over the map too.
Yeah, yeah. The melody, there's not set melodies as you would have with Rossini or Verdi, mm-hmm. or Mozart or, you know, any kind of romantic composer. Because it's 20th century, it's more focused on tonal relationships. And so instead of singing la 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 la, you have to sing la 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 la. And so there's a lot of notes that seem like they come out of nowhere, but mm-hmm. once you hear the chord under them, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. And it all adds to the story and to the mood that is trying to be set at that particular point.
Well, we're going to have to stop here. I'm sorry to say, we've been talking with Jonathan Matthews, who plays the prince, and Elizabeth Baldwin, who plays the witch, Fata Morgana, in The Love for Three Oranges by Prokofiev. It opens at the IU Opera Theater with performances on November 14th and 15th, 21st and 22nd. Production conducted by Robert Wood, director is Nicholas Muni, and the designer C. David Higgins. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.